Shabbos, there are Melachos, they have Ovis and they have Tolhos. That's the Deraiso. Now, how to go to the Melachos, these Deraises, the Tverso, the Mishnayos, Yezak Domot, Mishnayos, called Kekela Shabbos. Over there, starts off, there are six Tanoim. How to go to Melacho? He writes in Rosh Tevis, Gigeshem, Makak. He says the Chof stands for Yesbi Kuloi, the Kilo for Gufoi, the Shin for Shinoi, the Men from Miskavin, the Memko from Makalkal, and the last one, the Kof, is a Kiyum. That means the first case, Kuloi, is a Shir. That was the last Chaburo. If you don't have the Shir, won't be the case of Oynish, won't be Skila, won't be Chatus. The second thing is Gufoi, meaning Melacho Shein Sichul Gufoi. We'll get back to that in 3 months. Third thing is the case of a Shinoi, Kalach Hayad. We'll get back to that in 6 weeks. A fourth case is Miskavin, Dosha Miskavin, Segresho, Misasik. We'll get back to that in a month from now, more than a month. The fifth case is Kilkul, something that ruins it. We'll get back to that in 2.5 months from now. The last case is Kiyum, that's Arasugyo. The idea of something done Lech Miskayemis has to be done on Shabbos. To define that Malacha, to get over the Raiso. Now, these six things, where the Makoros for that is, numerous of them are from the Sugya and Chagiga and Dafyud, brings down that Shabbos has to be Melech Machshevis. The way that I could explain, Melech Machshevis means 2 points. One, you have to have Machshava for it, son of Miskavin. And it has to be something that's Choshev over here. Therefore, something that's a Kilkel, or Melech Shein Shichel Gufay, now Miskavin, Shinoi, those all Chosorin in Melech Machshevis. Miskayim, our sugya, where's the chesaron that we need to be miskayim? So the bialocha by us in Siman Shemem, Siv Dala brings down the Rashba. It says it's a sugya melech machsheves. It's not miskayim, it's not choshev, it's not last around. Therefore, it won't be a case of a deraiso. The only other six cases you can really start clearing, really all of them, but the main one is what we mentioned last chabura, is the case of shiurim. Where's that coming from? We mentioned last chabura, the Rashbam says it's also sugya melech machsheves. We pointed out numerous Achrenim Rishonim seem to disagree with that concept. Neget our sugya of a Mishnah Nafkuf Beis and Beis, the Mishnah over here says that Zeh HaKlal, this is the Klal. Now, even though it's a Klal by Boino, Pashas is the Klal negate to all Lamedes Melachos, or most of the Lamedes Melachos. Kol Ois to Melacho, Melachta Miskiyemes B'Shabbos Chayiv. Anyone does the Melacho, it's Miskayim and Shabbos is Chayiv. The question is, what says the word Shabbos? What is the word going back on? Is it going back on the one who does the melacha, called Eistim Melacha? Is it going back on the safe has to be Miskayim on Shabbos? Then looks for Rashi. Rashi says the word B'Shabbos is going back on Eistim Melacha. That means you read the Mishnah, called Eistim Melacha B'Shabbos, then Melech B'Shkayemis, the Melacha is going to be Chayiv. That's how the Ran says it. The Muki Yosef, the Rilmanil, the Rivon, the Meiri, and you look in the Rif, on the back, the Sefer Goyis Meir Tzitzol on the side, he says that's Be'etzim the Gersh of the Mishnah. He switched the words around. He said, Kol Isim Locha B'Shabbos. That's the correct Gersh of the Mishnah. And therefore, those who go this way, they Moshe, Tzitzol Yontif, Tversal Mishnayis, Melech Shloimah, they say that the word of Shabbos is not the negate of Lachmas Kayemis, negate to where you do the Melacha. What's the obvious point to grapple with? It's in the wrong place, the word Shabbos. Void, we're in Mesech to Shabbos. Why the world have to say Kol Isim Melacha B'Shabbos? Say anyone's Mevashel B'Shabbos, anyone's Kaisim B'Shabbos. We have to say the word Shabbos. We're Mesech to Shabbos. That's the obvious bayah with the Mahalach of Rashi V'Sayosoi. Ma'aseh the Rambam in Perek Tes by the Sugya of Tzaveo, he says someone's miskayim something on Shabbos, then we chayiv. Otherwise, less than that to be potter. Where's the makor for the kiyum has to be on Shabbos? Says the Magen Mishnah is coming from our Mishnah. That means the word of Shabbos, according to the Rambam, is going on the Sefer, not like Rashi. Now there is a Chayodim in the Sefer Nishmas. Odom says, no, he disagrees with the Magen Mishnah. It says, no, that's not how the Rambam stands Pshat in our Mishnah. However, the Shaitzin and Siman Shin Gimel, Sefkon Tzamer Ches, brings down this Magen Mishnah in the Rambam. The Rambam is disagreeing with Rashi in the one of the Mishnah. The Rambam saying the word B'Shabbos is going in the case of the Sefer, Miskemes B'Shabbos. The Mishnah by us, on Kuf Beis, also he starts with quoting Rashi. Rashi understands the word Shabbos going back on the ratio of Isam Lachakai. Then he brings down of Yeshu Pirsha is going on the Sefer. It's going Lech Miskayemis Pish Shabbos. This is one on Shabbos. He compares it to the Sugya of Bin Lashah. The Pirchodesh, this Sefer goes this way, the Goyim goes this way. And that means the machlekes, the portion of bono and pirsha milus of the Mishnah, is Shabbos going back to the ratio, or is it now continuing on the case of the Sefer? Now, in this Shiloh, I don't understand it, on the Sefer, you have to realize, be'etzem, what the Rabbam is saying is going on the Sefer, and the Ritva is saying on the Sefer, the Pichon is saying on the Sefer, the Goy is saying on the Sefer, they're saying four different things. That means what the Rambam is saying is not like the Ritva. What the Ritva is saying is not like the Bichodosh, Bichodosh is not like the Goyin. Understand that, we really have to understand what the word Miskayim means, Beklolius. Make different dargahs and different levels over here in the Geth, the Melach HaBayinu. What seems to be so far is that there are five levels in the Geth to Binyan. Among Chazal, different names. There's a word called Binyan Kva, the Lashon called Binyan Arai, there's a Lashon called Binyan Lashon. The Lashon called Binish Ein Miskayim Lekiyim Klal. The Lashon Ein Miskayim Tzad Atzmoy. Chazal seem to have five different Lashonis. They seem to mean five different things. To go through each level, each darka, what they mean. First, Binyan Kva is very simple. You build a house. You have a house. That's Binyan Kva. Kua. Stays around. A second case of Binyan Arai. These two cases, we learned after me last week. Over there, the Sugya brings down the Bein and Dafa and Beis. There are Nachman discussing a case of the person who builds a basic kisei from Avonim. That means he goes to the field, he takes these racks over here, piles them one top of another, he makes a chalal, a hole inside of it, he shifts them a little bit upon the ground, and he sits down on top of this basic kisei, this makeshift basic kisei. The Gemara says, the Maestro, to go to the Anyotiv is mutter. In fact, the Gemara, you can go build an itztabar, go build a platform on Yontiv, go do a boina on Yontiv. Says the Gemara, no, yesh l'chalik. To build an istabal, to do a regular boino, that's binin kva, that is ism natoiro. Mash aka this basic kisei is binin arai, it's a din rabbonon, it's osir, but only din rabbonon. And since you have to go to the basic kisei, therefore it's covered abrius. Therefore it's covered abrius, like goes to chachomet. Aloha in Baisugi Mukso and Simon Shin Yud Beis, the Mechaba brings down this Gemara and says, they're building a basic kisei that's arai, is osir, except for covered abrius. Therefore, it's mutter. So it comes out over here. The gear to building a binyan kvar, the Gemara is calling it deraisa. The gear to a case of binyan arai, a very shvach binyan. They're putting up stones over here that it's nice stones, but an animal walk by and knock it over. Person can easily move it. A shvach binyan. That's a case of drabon. That's the lashon of binyan arai. So again, it's very simple. That's a clear Gemara. Previous deraisa. Arai is drabon. That's a case of kavod abrius. A third level, the Yishalmi, Bin Lashoh, with the Yishalmi over here, or the Yishalmi in Perek HaGodol, the seventh Perek. Now, there are shells with the gear to the Yishalmi, that means they had a Yishalmi going around over here, that there are two different Yisois, Sayin Perek Zayin, Sayin Perek Yubayz by us. But the way how the Yishalmi by us being down, the Gemara starts off saying, is that where is Bidden in the Mishkan? That means you discussed last Chabur, Shuma the Mishkan, not, that's a Shiloh. But the Lam Tes Melachas, Gemara Daf Mem Tes says, Avad is in the Mishkan. So effectively, Shami, where was Binyan in the Mishkan? Where is the Melach itself in the Mishkan? The Gemara says, we're the case of Kroshim Al-Gabi Adonim. We have the case of these boards, you want to put inside the sockets, again, 20 on one side, 20 on the other side, 8 in the back, 48 Kroshim Al-Gabi Adonim over here. And therefore, that was the case of Binyan in the Mishkan. Effectively, the Gemara, the Kroshim Al-Gabi Adonim is Binyan L'Sha'ah. And Binyan L'Sha'ah, Maisa should not be a problem. How could that be the case of Binyan in the Mishkan? Says Rabbi Yosi, since Api Hashem Yachdu, Api Hashem Yisro, only Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to move the Kroshim and go from place to place. But Be'etzem is made to last forever in that place. The case of the Mishkan is a Binyan L'Olam. As you get a Binyan L'Olam. Goes on the Yishami further. I affect Rabbi Yosi, Be'erav, Boin, the Maestro, we have a Tocha from Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to bring and move the Mishkan to go into Eretz Yisro. 40 years, eventually you go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it should be a case of Bin Lashoh, or the case of the Mishkan. So the Gemara, Elamai, you must be, Hod Omer, Bin Lashoh is Binyan. Echnami, Bin Lashoh is Binyan. That means Gemara is not having me to start saying Bin Lashoh is not a Binyan. It won't be Din Deraiso. The Gemara's Maskon in the Yishalmi is Bin Lashoh is a Binyan. Is a case of Deraiso. Why? Once you have a tochel from Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, going to Eretz Yisrael, so we see the Mishkan was the case of Bin Lashoh, and that's the Mar Mokka for where Bin is on Shabbos. So Bin Lashoh, the Maaseh is Chayiv. Now, we have to understand, Bin Arai, the Gemara by Ostaf on Beis and Beis is saying, it's Drabonim. Bin Lashoh, the Shalmi is saying, a case of Deraiso. What is the difference? Both of them are temporary. Both of them are going to go change. But one is Drabon, one is the Aisa. What's the chilek between the two? To come along the Achreinim, whether you saw the Shvishi Shabbos, or the Achashuchim beforehand, or the Mishkanes Yaakov, they say a very simple chilek over here. The case of the Kroshim Agave Adonim, the Mishkan, can be'etzem last forever. It can't last forever. Except, it's a regular good house, the person decides that he's going to undo the Kroshim Adonim. Hashem says to move, you move. But it's a terrific house that can last forever. Mashenkin is based on Kisa that you're creating over here. If no animals pass by, it can last 100 years. But the thing itself, built inside, is very schwach, then anyone passes by will knock it over. It's not like the Kroshim Gavre Donma is very strong, it's a massive building over here that you might undo. Mitzad the Gavre Shavoy, the case of the Beis HaKisa is Mitzad the Chetzo itself is a Shvach Abinion. The Chetzo itself is a Shvach Abinion, leaves the only case of Drabon. That's a simple understanding. The Avezan Shuvah says that Drab differently. We won't say the case of Elisha is a Chilik for Umnos, the case of Iroi is a case of Tzuapoi. But again, a simple understanding is a Chilik is a Gavre versus Chetzo. Best in the house, the Kroshim Gavre Donim can last forever. You choose to undo it. That's Chayiv. Mashaiki in a base kise, that's Arai. That case, Be'etzim is Shvach Mitzah itself. That's a case to drop on. Now, what's that Sechilik? What's the Locha bin Lishov? Yishamid Maskona is a case that you Chayiv. The Ritva Bayor says, that's Pshad in our Mishnah, Kolom Oysim Lochum Lechem Eskiemis Bishabis. This is Yishami. Is a case of bin Lishov. That means the Ritva is passing bin Lishov is Chayiv. The simple Yishami over here. The other I assume saw the Shuvah of some cipher. He's discussing a case of a parasol, a case of a mitriya, or in English, an umbrella. Can a person use an umbrella on Shabbos? Can you open and close it and move from place to place? So there's a night to be huda in Shuvah. He says the case of an umbrella is Khoshani Leimer Skilo. It's Khoshish to say the Isser Skilo, a case of a chattis, a case of the Raiso. Come with some cipher, he says he does not understand. The Meiser should be mutter. Mutter. Well, the cholapokas, if guy opens it, you should be able to move from place to place. I take guy the cholapokas. This is why. The case of bin l'sho'ah, again, it's true, we have Yisham that said bin l'sho'ah is chayim. But us, the sugya, but us, the naflama, alf, and beis, and Shabbos, the Bavli disagrees with Yishalmi. The Bavli over there is discussing a case of soyser. We say soyser has to be amnas livnois. When you destroy a house over here, amnas livnois where? The Gemara says, Amnas Livdois Bimun Koimai in the same place. You have a house over here. You destroy the house to make a nice house over here. That's when you're Chayiv. Back to Gemara, I, the Mishkan, with Soyser, the Kroshim Agabe Adonim, Amnas Livdois in a different place. Says the Gemara, since Api Hashem Yachdu, Api Hashem Yisrael, has a Gedda of being the same place, a Gedda of that way, and therefore it's Ki'ilu Bimun Koimai. Adkan the Gemara in Baros Bimun Likim. Let's get a bit of koimai. The Gemara does not go on further. I we have a talk because Baruch Hu going to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara stopped. Since Api Hashem Yachdu, Api Hashem Yisrael, has a gedo being la'ilam, being the same makom over here. If so, it comes out, says the Chassam Sefer, the Bavli is disagreeing with the Yishalmi. And they hold the loch of bin l'shol, like Gemara in the Bavli's, it's saying like Yishalmi's have a mino. The bin l'shol and Maisha would not be a case of the Raiso. Should be a case that's mutu over here. The Chassam Sefer wants a taino, an umbrella on Shabbos and Maisha should be mutter. The Tverus Yisrael in Kikala Shabbos also wants to go this way. Ulachol pachas aide the psicha of a guy to go use an umbrella on Shabbos. The Shalom Meshiv therefore also wants taino bin l'shol and Maisha's mutter. The Shir Karbin over here wants to say it's the right, it's mutter. And the other speaking Erevin over here. And the Abi Oyman when he has a tshuva about it, he says, Rav Achoinim go like the Chassam Sefer. Rav Achoinim said, Aloch is bin l'shol and Maisha is mutter. Who disagrees? The Ritva. The Ritva saying it's our Mishnah. The Rash by us. The Big Zan, you shall me. The Mi'iri by us. The Big Zan, you shall me. The Zerua. You shall my son, bring down the Yishalmi. I'm not saying the Bali disagrees. They're saying, Bin Lishalom, I said, it's Chayim. And therefore, there's Abdi Nezi this way. An Archa Shulchan, the Arsameach, the Masham. No Shamik, when there's a Shuvah about it, he writes, and Roy Vachorin and Paskin, like Yishalmi, it's Chayim. I'm not sure how you count Roiv, why you'd be Omer and the Trimberg who live at the same time. Both say Roiv and they come out two opposites, one saying Mutter, one saying Deraiso. I'm not sure how you count exactly what Roiv is. But Maisa, Bavazu and Shuvah go this way, or Chashabbos goes this way, Bilashal Maisis Chayiv. That means, sounds like the economic for most Poiskim and Yushayna but us, that we do Paskin like this Yishalmi. The loch over here is that Bilashal Maisis Chayiv. And the Chilik and Bilashal versus Bin Arai is whether it's on the Gavra or it's on the Chevzo.
Where does the
Sharitzin
come
in? Where did you get the Sharitzin yet? Where did you get there? Meister comes out, most Poiskim seem to go like the Swit for Baros, Bilashal Maisis Chayiv. Just to mention two ideas that we'll discuss this week, go through two different cases. One is by the sugya, next sugya alone is Bini Mekalim, Kamon Kaisis by also being down the sugya dap and Zayin, Amita Shol Tarsayim. Amita Shol Tarsayim is basically a travel person who goes from place to place, and he sells things, he takes a bed with him. Basically, he has his wood and his boards and nails them in all together, and he stays in the place for a month. Then he wants to move somewhere else and sell another place. He undoes the whole type bed. It goes somewhere else and makes it somewhere else. Mita Shol Tarsayim, a travels person that has a bed that goes from place to place. The Gemara Dafim Zayin says, Yechayev. Chayev. Why Yechayev? The Benef Nal said, you have Kabbalah, Yechayev, it's on the Sugya of Boina. Rashi says, Boina ain't Bidin Bekalim. And Lamai Yechayev, it's on the Sugya of Makir of Patish. But points out, Nachoinim, that we see from the sugya over here, the only reason why Rashi argues with Tosfos is Makir Patrus is mitzvah the sugya of Ein Bina Mekalim. But what does it mean to Shol Tarsayim? That's something that's a bin l'shah. I'm making it, and the whole point of this bed, take it from place to place. Make it and destroy. Make it and destroy. It's to make Kosh Magabai Donim, to make the bed over here, then another week later, go somewhere else. And the Gemara says Chayiv. We have a black and white Gemara that says, a sugya of bin l'shah, Mai says Chayiv. One raya, couldn't have to answer it. A second raya, also get to the next chabura, is that there are two toldos by the sugya of boina. Boina is the av, and the told of oil, a told of megabin, making cheese. Making cheese on Shabbos is issa deraisa. Now, in making cheese, what happens? You make it, and then you eat it. That should be a classic case of bin l'shah. If that's so, frekli musar choinim, the chur is saying a case of megabin is a case of deraisa. It's a told over here, and yet we're saying the loch is yichayim. So we see over here, aside from gabin, umid shol tatsoim, numit achroinim, whether it's the Mishnah of Yaakov, the Avnezer, Chavnish, you see why is the bin l'shol ha'mais is going to be chayim, and not like some flavors seem to understand, bin l'shol ha'mais is mutter. Now once we have bin l'shol that's chayim, what's the definition of l'shol? Basically, the question over here is, it's on Shabbos afternoon, can you build a house on Shabbos afternoon and destroy it an hour later? Is that a case of being l'shah as deraiso? Or that's mutter? So again, the Torah told Mishnah, he says, when you rack the sukkah of sukkah is arai. We don't pass like a b'yudah of kfar. Therefore, in order to be a case of kviyas, of not l'shah, has to be something that's more than 7-8 days. Less than 7-8 days is less than l'shah. That means to be bilish or eschayv has to be more than 7-8 days. Chiddush of the Tveris Yisrael, Maisi read it written by us. He says, what is this man? He says, Kol oisim melachom lechem eskiyemis b'shabes chayiv. V'yeshir pirshu, what does that mean? That means it has to be eschayim on Shabbos. That means you build a house on Shabbos and destroy it on Shabbos? That's not a problem on the Reisah. That's mortar. Maybe not a bottle, but it's mortar. The whole time Bilashol is Chayiv, when the Skyim Bishabbos on Shabbos itself. The Rosh Hashanah goes this way, the time to be a Chayiv has to be planned to last on Shabbos. They point out, the Chassam Soifa says, Bilashol HaMaisa is Mutter. David wants to matter umbrellas, wants to argue with the about against the Yishalmi. What's the case of the umbrella? You open and close on Shabbos. You want to say, those who open the Bilashol HaMaisa is Chayiv, be a problem. You open Bilashol HaMaisa is Mutter. So you understand bin l'shah means how the oil movie, I assume, understood bin l'shah meant l'shah, a moment, a time. You build a house, you destroy a house, the ma'isi chayiv. You only dafka Shabbos. The ma'isi the Chassam Sofer is saying, not like our Shem in the Mishnah over here. There are those who call Chassam Sofer, Yeshua Siakar, the Tila Dovid of Avotan Shuvah says, Pasha l'shah means l'shah. So it comes out, even on the Tzad, you say bin l'shah is chayiv, what is this man l'shah? Isha, one moment in time. A minute, 2 minutes, whatever it is, but you build something that's boina and destroying that seiser, some seifer d'imei, or no, to mean it has to be dafka, be miskayin for Shabbos. That's the ritva u'di'imei, the Aruch HaShulchan. Well, no, the Tiferes don't want this Mechadish. It means there have to be something more than 7-8 days over here. This Ursa Merk tries to answer even Kashas. He wants to tie the side of the Shamli Bin Lashaw. The whole Machlik Soviet is back in a case where things are interlocking one inside another. They're prefab. But things in Maisa you want to create, you want to make a Chayfa Guma, you want to make a hole inside the Lusal Tanigal. There's nothing to do with the case of the Yishalmi, the Bin Lashaw. That's creating something in Vada, that Machlik is as Poshi Mikhail. I see a Ribi and the Seifi being down that way. Maisa, they point out the fact that Chayfa Guma is the Sugar. Daf shal tanu, the tanu, as a daf part of it with cement, which is not interlocking, with the ace, yes, from the case of Megabe, which is not interlocking, who did not take on the chiddush of the Ursa Meir. Maisa comes out, we have this third level of your Bin Lashaw, what comes out as a shiloh, is it badly argued with Yishalmi? Be'ikir Paiskim say, no, we pass Kim Lashaw, the Maisa's Chayib. What this man of Lashaw is shiloh daf of Shabbos, even less than the case of Shabbos. The fourth level is a lashon they call she'ino asur lekiyum klal. Something's not made to last at all. The ma'amokum of this is a chumas hadash and a tshuva in the chelik aleph. It brings down over there a case where a person has a tanner. He wants to put his shulent inside, cement it up erev Shabbos with a door on top of it. Come on Shabbos, he wants to destroy the cement to the tanner that's mechubel lekarko and take out his shulent. Is that mutter or is that also? So there's a Rashi in Erev in the Chumash Deshu starts off with saying, and Daf Lamed Hey, that discusses when you have a Erev inside of Migdol. You have a tower over here and you have an Erev inside. The only time an Erev works on Shabbos is a case when you can get to the Erev. Here the mice says the Migdol is locked, you can't get to the Erev. Says Rashi comes out, says since Rashi says, since the Pesach, to open up the Migdol is only a Pesach Ba'almo, just to get to it. It's only din rabbanon. Therefore, mitzvah the sugya of erevin is not a problem. Rashi has a chiddush which we have to get to, that pesach ba'alma is only din rabbanon. Therefore, it starts with first the chumash adeshin, opening up the door of an oven is only a pesach ba'alma. The Vo'edi goes on further and says the fact that over here that you want to take out the chulent and you want to destroy the cement that's around the door over here, the mice is not made for kim at all. Therefore, should be mutter. That means there's 2 points over here. Number one is the Pesach Ba'almo, only the Rabbanon. And number two, the whole entire function of this oven is to destroy to get to the food, not mainly Kiyam Klal, therefore it's mutter. Two separate reasons. The Mordechai also in Simon Shnichal Bey is bringing down one reason of Pesach, bringing down a second reason, Simon Tov Lam Neches, it's not Nasa Lekim at all. The first is Halacha of the case of Sholent. It's brought down twice. Once by the Mechaba, the El Mason Rishon and Tess, and once by also seeing Simon Shin Yud Dalet by Sefiud, the Mechaba also brings down this din. Again, the person, he has a oven with cement. Malocha, you can destroy the cement and get the food out, no problem on Shabbos. Now, the Ramon, when he brings down this halacha, says it looks mamashak slicer, looks very bad. There he says, what should go do? Either go get a goy to go do it, or a cotton go do it. Can't find a goy or cotton. Then he saw a deshinik tzas, also he can be mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan says the minig is not like the Amor, the minig is like the Mechabe, even like a chile yisal can go do it. Tzal sheni levosh the glass brings down the Amor, only through a case of a goy or cotton, or he saw a deshinoi. Now, what is the site of the heter? We have this heter of a dafshal on the tanner that a person had destroyed the cement. Basically, the shalom among the chayinim is, do you need both reasons? The Pesach Ba'alma is only Dinei Rabbanan and not mainly Kiyam Klal. It was one reason the mice is enough. The fact that not mainly Kiyam mice that itself is enough. Chal, what is Pshat in the Mechaber? So you look at the Goyin Rishon tests and the graphs over there, they're very clear. They say, read the Tribune of Dash. And he says, you need both reasons. The Pesach Ba'alma and not mainly Kiyam. Tilo David, or the Shvishah Shabbos, the Akdomo, he brings down this Yisrael. Mice the illness of the Mishnah Berurah. The words of Pesach Ba'alma, I assume no one knew those words until I said the Chabur right now. Rishon Berurah says only one reason. It's very clear. Shloin nas l'kiyam klal. It's a heta by binyan, something that's not made for kiyam at all. The mice can be mutter. You look at the Lavosh that way, the Taz that way, Rishon Novosh that way, the Aruch HaShulchan that way. That's the only reason. We do not need two reasons. It stands by itself. Shloin nas l'kiyam klal. And we'll get to Simon Shin Yudal l'chol Rishon Berurah l'shitosai. Rishon Berurah brings down Rashi's Shita in the Shaaretz Zion, and over there, that And the Bialochon, he says that even though Rashi says Pesach Ba'am was only Din Rabbanon, Maisa Tosis disagrees. He says, no, it's even the case. It's a Din Deraiso. Therefore, Rashi does not want him to start for Rashi Shito, because Tosis disagrees, it's Deraiso. And the Yisrael, the heter of a Daf, on top of a Taner, is not still the Kiyim Klal. The Mashak is a Shuv about it. He says, this Hakira, what's Yisrael, the heter of Daf Shal Taner? Is it mitzad at zero for not? He said the steamers in the list of Kalim and Shulchan Aruch, and he really chupas the dash slowly. It stands by itself, not nas lekim klal. That lemais is motor. Now the obvious question is, if that's halacha, bin l'shaw is chayiv. Bin l'shaw is a great binyan. You plan to undo it, you chayiv. The case of the dash l'taner is a great binyan. You plan to undo it, and it's motor. It's a core, both of massive binyans. Both your das you plan to undo, one making the pesach could say bilashol yechayev, and one in the case of the das of tanu is saying lemaisa it's mutter. How do you put the two together? Well, it sounds like it should be a case of a stira. So one mahalach, the Aruch HaShulchan says, and Kain, the Ritva by all seems to be saying, we said before, and what is the man of bilashol? Bilashol is something that has to be last meskayim on Shabbos. The fact that you plan to undo it on Shabbos. Says Aruch HaShulchan, says the Marsham, therefore as a get of being less than bin l'sha'ah. That means the bin l'sha'ah has to be something that you plan to last on Shabbos. Here you want to take out the children on Shabbos. There's a get of being less than bin l'sha'ah. Therefore that situation, the ma'aseh mutter. 2 points. One, as we pointed out again beforehand, the Chassam Sofer seems to disagree with bin l'sha'ah. You build on Shabbos to destroy and Shabbos b'chayv even for one moment. A second, you have to realize, the second is more than the Ritva. The Ritva is saying that you build it when? On Shabbos and last through Shabbos. He was discussing you do the tit on the Tanner on Erev Shabbos, could be done Friday morning, and then you won't get the children Shabbos afternoon 30 hours later. And that's to the case of being less than a day, says Aruch HaShulchan the Marsham. That's 30 hours later. Why is it less than a day? That's not mamash the case of the Mishnah Miskayim b'Shabbos. You did an Erev Shabbos over here. So what's the chilk between the case of bin l'shol that's being chayiv, the case of ain't also l'kiyim klal ma'ases motor? So it seems to be in lamdas the chilk is that what is the function of this kli over here, this object over here? If you had an oven that you cemented up and you cannot open up, the whole tachlis, the whole function of this oven ma'ase you lost. It defeats the whole entire purpose. If you had kosh magave donim, the last of the oilam, and you couldn't undo it. It's a massive purpose. You had it's a wonderful house. It has a function, has a tachlis over here. That means the whole entire tachlis of an oven is to cook food and to get to the food. There's no point in cooking food if you can't eat it. That's pointless. The whole point is cooking food to get to the food, to eat it. If you can get to it, the whole tachlis is a chsarn. Therefore, it's built in to destroy the taner. That means the guf hadovit in the chetzo, in the use of the taner, you have to destroy it. So ain't no usla kiyim klal, it's not made for a kiyim. Kosh magabai adonim, bilashah is made for massive kiyim. It's terrific kiyim over here. Except I also want to do a kiyim somewhere else. Mishal tosayim, I want the bed over here, but I also want it somewhere else. That's a bilashah. That's a shalom yishami. That we pass as chayiv. That means the inherent difference between bilashah is that be'etzim, it's the tachlis is done right now, what I wanted, but I want a second tachlis. Masha'enke, in the case of bidden, that's a case in Oslakim Klal, because in the whole function of this tachlis, of this chetz, of this tana, is to destroy it to get to the food. To speak out two nafkaminas, one of Yol Dov spoke out yesterday, that we have a interesting case. What is Lego? Be a big tumult, you allow to use Lego on Shabbos or not. So there is a mahalach among Klal Yisrael, and Moshe says, that adults, we don't touch Lego, but we let kids play Lego. Like kids. Now the Olam says, let's understand, analyze it. If it's Osir, it's also for kids. It's Mutter, it's Mutter for adults. The Pasuk Torah says, after Mincha V'techo. Right? If you have to mechanach your children, and it's Din D'Oraisa over here, whatever you can do, you can. If you can't, the kids can do it also. What's the heter of letting kids? So L'chura, if you have Lego, what is Lego? Kamlun Tzitz Liezer, and Shalom Zalman, and the Kibir to the Suga ain't us in the Kiyim Klal. If you had Lego, they got stuck together, they cannot undo, it lost the whole entire function of Lego. Lego's point is to make and destroy, make and destroy, make and destroy. That's Daf Shaltaner. That's this function. There's no point creating it unless you have the certain sets that you make and you keep, whatever. But the standard kid sets, the whole function is you're not going to buy Lego, you can make one time and that's it. The function is you're making the story. How does the Ramah come out, the Ramah says? No. Something looks like, but you know what to go do. We let a guy or cut to go do it. That means the Ramah is saying by Lego, or things that Nichol get in us like Klal, kids. That's a Ramah. Do you know where you get this heter of kids, we let play Lego? Now again, the numerous svaras get out of Lego, but one strikest svar, says Eliezer, is our sugyo. Our sugyo, we say, kids. It looks like boyna, might be boyna, kain boyna. But the kids, the mice is smarter, and also came klal. For a second half Camino, in this Yisoid, is by the case of an umbrella, mitriah. Now, the umbrellas that we have, bismanazer, we read the Bialocha by Simon Shintazvov, by oil, it's not the same umbrellas I had in that Zman. This Zman, there are different wraps and loops to it. Ours, you just push a button and then open and closes. Now, the question is, again, could you use umbrellas? Mentioned before, and the Buddha says, Shashasaskilo, Katas. So, the question is really, on this Nadi Yehuda, you can really ask from three separate sugyas. The way we mentioned before, in the Sam Soifa, in the Shalomesha, they ask Bin Lashah. Bin Lashalomesha should be Mutter. You can answer back, Bin Lashalomesha is Chayiv. The way the Chadish, when he is a Kashal against the Sam Soifa, he says, Bin Arai. Against the Nadi Yehuda. It's Bin Arai. How in the world can you tell me it's a Shas Skila? It's Arai. Arai Vada, more said, Daflam Base, is only case to Abon over here. The Meshivas Nafesh, a barely since, he has a scum of the Nadi Yehuda, he has the same umbrellas as the Nadi Yehuda. He writes in his Sefer, I don't understand. It's a case of Dashal Tanner. Ain also the Kim Klal. Neva should be Motor. That means by the case of umbrella, the Dilla Akhen want to argue that by the case of umbrella from three separate binions, those are from Bin Lashah. Those are Isra bin Arai, and those who Isra in Osa Lekim Klal. Practically comes out a very simple nafkamino. The Chanish Bizbanazeh says, Lemaisa, why umbrellas are Osir? What's the reason? You come and watch a Taina, it's Nichol and Geda of Ubdin Nichol. Which you have to get back to what that means, how do you apply it, why that's so. Big Tumor, why is Nichol and Geda Ubdin Nichol? Ubdin Nichol. If we're done nafkamino, if it's Ubdin Nichol, when you have a stroller, and you have the hood to the stroller, can you open and close it? Says the Chazanish, well, it depends what sugi you're coming from. Hem oil and boino. Echnami, you'll have a problem closing the oil. But mitzat oven the chol, closing and opening the hood of the oil, the mice is not nichol to get it oven the chol. The mice is mutter to open and close the hood of the stroller. Divoloch, the mice is the Shmir Shabbos, the chosor in the earth of Shabbos, two Israelis form. Do not even done any cholkim. It tells the person, the chadchilo, open and close the hood of a stroller, no problem at all. No shiloh. That's not a shiny. The Moshe has a tshuva. It says true that those are arguing the Nadi Yehuda. The Nadi Yehuda is a shas skill over here. Skill is not that simple. Shas skill over here. He says, and everyone knows there are many klaisos to be machmer. Everyone knows to be machmer. And then he said, by a hood of a stroller, he says, everyone knows the minig is that what do you go do? You leave open a tefach of the hood of a stroller. Then the Moshe of Oil Arai, you open it. And then when you want to close, you leave over a tefach. Everyone knows that's what you do. That's many klaisos. So Chabon brings it down that way, the Oskol. So the Israelis are Mekel, fine. There you go, like the Chaznish, the Archa Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, they pass in the Hurva Stroller, no problem at all. And the Americans, the Machma, of course, you are like the Moshe of Simcha Bonim, and they pass in that we have Yechosh, and the Noid of Yehuda. And the trouble really is, which Sugya we're discussing? Is it Bila Shah? Is it Bin Arai? Is it Eina Osla Kim Klau? The fifth level, they get to Baino. Is a case when something not miskayim mitzan atzmoi. The record for this sugya first is the Gemara daf Samachdal that brings down when someone brings their hair with nimim and strands, something that's polish, ichayim mitzan the sugya of oireg. The Gemara daf Sagdal brings down when someone takes their own hair and they make braids out of it. The Gemara says yadindu abonin domi l'toboino, similar to boino, mechavo. Someone unravels the braids. It's open to the case of seiser. Direct toisvis. Why by the case of Neiman with Tolish with someone's hair in the case of Oyrik? Mashenk in the case of the own hair is a case of Boino, Dom of the Boino. So Tosfos 2:2:2. When he says either Oyrik is not Shaykh to the case only by a Beged, not the person's hair. The second Teretz, his words are Einoi Soifu Leskayim Ela Shoimenes Lestiro. Not Soifu Leskayim, it's aimed to be undone. So basically, a person has braids in the hair, it's imin l'stiro. What means shomedes l'stiro? What does that mean? You have two options. Either it means imin l'stiro, it's naturally going to be undone by itself. That means you make braids in the hair, you don't put the kesher at the end. You put the kesher, depends how thick the kesher is. It'll naturally, over time, come undone by itself. What does it mean, though? Imin l'stiro, the person does not leave the hair that way. They eventually undo it. And they make other braids. They play with the hair this way, play with the hair that way. Right? They all play with the hair. It's not a person. What's the case over here? So if you read the Sha'atin, Simushi Gimel, Sukkot Tamachas, he puts it together with a sugya that it can be undone by itself. Mitzal Atzmoy. And therefore it gets involved, Mitzal the sugya, when you have write something, make tusim, may remind him, it can be undone by itself. What this man, if something gets undone, Mitzal Atzmoy. Davidezer. He has a tshuva about it, says that's a namshat toisus. Toisus is causing a case when you planned to undo it. That's him came to bin l'sh'ah. The one full braids the hair, man of a kesha on the end of the braids, and you planned to undo it. That's machlekes. What is the case in Simon Shin Gimel of menes l'stiro mitzad the person, bin l'sh'ah, mitzad you the gavro? I'm sorry, mitzad the chetz itself, it'll be undone by itself. So let's go with the malach of the shayat tzina and the soul over here. The case of discussing being undone by itself. Come on to the Shai Tzid, bring down. First, we have a Rambam. Rambam is on the Shabbos, Paraktes, bring down by the Sugya of Tzaveya. That Tzaveya has to be Miskayim for Shabbos, not Miskayim for Shabbos, the Maisa is Potter. And again, the Shai Tzid, bring down for the Magar Mishnah. The Makor for that is our Mishnah. Then you have, otherwise, you're Potter. Now, what does that mean? That means you read the Shai Tzid, the case of Tzaveya, or Kosev, has to be Miskayim on Shabbos. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, let's say it's 5 minutes before Shkia, the end of Shabbos. You do Tzaveya 5 minutes before Shkia, it disappears a half hour later. But since it got through the Shabbos, Chayiv. Let's say the beginning of Shabbos, you wrote something, it lasted for 22 hours, but before Shkia goes away. But what is Kayim Bishabbos? Sounds like this Shai Tzion, Mutter. Or maybe Rabbanon. It's a pillow. But the words according to the Shai Tzion saying in the Rambam has to be Miskayim Bishabbos. That means depends when it's Shabbos yet, and it gets through Shabbos. Come on, Lechoinim, Chaim Noz, to the Shulchan, he's the first to speak against the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that's very hard to understand. Nosen, Dvarchel, the Shurim, Chazal, that won't be 5 minutes, be Chayim, 22 hours, won't be Chayim. Can it sign? Void, the Gemara discusses when you write, Chayisiv, with May, Tusim. The Mishnah of Kofei, you write with fruit juice. The Gemara over there says that you won't be chayv, it gets undone. Disappears, I don't know if you write at the end of Shabbos, or lasts for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Tefach Shalom Zaman, you write with water. Water lasts also for a couple of minutes. Until it disappears, until it gets dried up. You tell me you chayv for that? Water? Therefore, Chaim Noah says, argues with the Chavetz Chaim, says, not Pshan the Rambam. But it's a Bob Kasher. So you look around the Achronim, Dain Weiss is a Shuvah about it, Shlomo Zalman discuss it, the Shmei Shabbos discuss it, the Chodeshani, the Melech Shabbos, the Mishnah Shabbos, Shalom Nisa, they all discuss this question, they all end over the same thing, Tzorachim. No one answers this question. How do you answer the lumbus of the Mishnah Berurah? Meister, the Mishnah Berurah says that. Get involved with maybe the Cheshivas of Shabbos, and Chalami, one thing for 5 minutes be Chayiv, one thing 20 hours won't be Chayiv, the Cheshivas of Shabbos, Ula, Yish Lodin, it's not clear.
Why is it not Shah in the Mishnah? Bishop,
they're
learning
Bishop, it's
like
Yerushalmi Kibbutz. Okay, we'll get to it. Bishop has nothing to do with this, we'll get that. Point out, there's nothing to do with one thing or another. That means, it comes out, that true, the Magen Mishnah is saying that the Rambam got it from the Mishnah, but there are other ways inside the Mishnah, and might say the Lomdus, the Seid Shabbai, the oldest can not make too much sense. How can that be? Some of the farmers be Chayiv, the end of Shabbos, and the beginning of Shabbos, not be Chayiv, last 20 hours. Well, there's no sorrow for that. Zdava Tmiya, Ein Mestavik Klal, with the Mechayim Noh. But others say that Snapshan the Rambam, Mechayim Noh, the Maisa goes on further, say that Snapshan the Rambam, Shalom Mazam and Shuvah, say the Maisa, Snapshan the Rambam. But we have a Rambam. What does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold? Says the Shartzi, and Rashi put the word Shabbos going back on the ratio. Therefore, Rashi disagrees with the Rambam. And he's what? Being more Mekel, being more Machmer? Says the Shartin, he holds it has to be something that's Miskayim Tomin, it has to be something that constantly Loilam, That's Bila Oilam. That means something lasts for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, 3 months. That's not enough. That's be Tomin. That's be there constantly. La Oilam. That means you're Machlekes Rashi, Rashi Rambam, according to Shai Tzion, is something that will be undone. But can last through Shabbos, what's the halacha? The Rambam will say the Maisa Yechayiv. Hashem Rashi says the Maisa, you won't be Chayiv. That's the Shai Tzion. Darin Weiss, when he's true about this, the Chelek Zayin, said, no, Rashi Betzim agrees to the Rambam. The get over here is Shabbos. Why put the word Shabbos on the Rashi, not the Sefer? He says, because the words of the grammar in the Mishnah is incorrect. Why say Miskayim B'Shabbos, say Miskayim L'Yom Echad? The words are correct. Incorrect. Therefore, really, Rashi agrees to the Rambam. The Gedur Shabbos, Kolom Lechem Miskayim B'Shabbos, the din might be correct, but not Miskayim B'Tzan Atzmoy. But the words of the Mishnah means go back in the ratio. That means, Ish Shalom, what does Rashi over here hold? So Gedur comes out, first of all, in the Shai, we have two Malchim. What the Gedur is something that gets undone by itself. We have number one, we have Rashi Shito has to be something Latomid. We have the Rambam Shito something that has to be for Shabbos. Now this Shartin is by the Sugya of Ayurik. The Sugya of Chesiv, which should be brought down this halacha, there's a bialacha over there in Simon Shemem Siv Dalet, which I see all the Mishnah now all Matzayin to one to another. Whether it's the Oizvahadas or the Dirishus, all send you one to another. There's a third mahalach of what the Gedur B'Miskayim is. The Rashba Shito. The Rashba brings down that something is being Miskayim for the Derech Ha'ilam. A normal thing that people want, like Sefer Zechreinus, Yechayiv. Therefore, the Bialocha speaks out, writing with a pen, that stays forever. You write with a pencil, eventually fades. What is that? According to Rambam, it's more than Shabbos. Parsha. According to Rashi, is it Ha'ilam? Is it Tomid? It fades. Mishmur is not being done over there, not Rashi, not the Rambam, being done only Rashi. But it says, what? Derech Ha'ilam. People use a pen, and they use a pencil, and the pencil they want to last for, why pencil, not a pen? They want to last for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. They just want to use it for write over the notes of Chaburah, keep it for a year, and afterwards it goes in Shemus. They don't need more than a year. Fine. So therefore, that's his man, that's Derech Ha'ilam. So this man of something that miskayim it's an atzmoi, the bipotu ending is less than derech ha'ilam. Well, the situation derech ha'ilam is, what happens if derech ha'ilam is for one day? Let's say derech ha'ilam is only to text for that moment. Is that klisim on Shabbos? What defines derech ha'ilam? So Dain writes in Shuvah, and the Chachani goes this way, even one day. If that's derech ha'ilam, it's derech ha'ilam. It could be one day, it could be 10 years, depending on who Derech Ha'ilam is. The way Avshalom Zalman says over, Chaim Noah says, no, it has to be his man Oruch, has to be his man Choshev, has to have Chshivas over here. So I'm texting for a moment, it goes away, it disappears. Now, then Chshivas over here, true, has to be Derech Ha'ilam. It has to be a Derech Ha'ilam that has some Chshivas over here, has a time to it.
Security cameras.
What?
Security cameras.
So that's more, it's also part of the question, but that's more of Chosev and more of Makapatish, Tzaveya. It's built upon this question. Yes, that's built upon it. What really Shlomo Zalman and the Minchas Yitzchok Dain Weiss, they're writing back and forth to each other this question of what defines the Gedur of Chesiv. Because Berach 50 years ago in Shai Tzedek came up a question that when they wanted to implement in Shai Tzedek the Haskel on Shabbos, was he have a problem? To go right on Shabbos, Lam Tes Melachos is Chesiv. So the doctor goes around to the rooms, sees some Koch Nefesh, you write it down. Sorry. Shlomo Zalman Chalish Ein Bei Sakono. The maestro to go write it, you have a baya. You can't do a mlocha the raisa of chalush eim sakana. So a patente came up. Let's write with ink that disappears within 3-4 days. Why 3-4 days? Because let's say you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, so then you have 3 days straight. You cannot rewrite over. So write with ink that disappears after 4 days. After Shabbos and Yontif, all the nurses will go around and rewrite what the doctors, the maestro, wrote, and this will be a case to the abonim. A case to Rabbanon for Chalishay by Sakon on the Maisel Mimotor. And therefore, these Gedolim HaTshuvos back and forth based upon our Sugyo of what to get of Eid Miskayim Tzan Atzmoi is a Mutter Gbi Osir. Now, one thing they learned practically is that when doctors they write things, it's very hard to read what they wrote. So, if you get nurses to rewrite what they wrote 3 days later, and the doctor's not around, it leads to a lot of problems. I once had a doctor wrote me something. I couldn't figure out what he wrote. I went to the doctor, asked him to tell me what he wrote. And he read it, and he couldn't read himself what he wrote. So, everyone knows, doctors are not known for their handwritings. Right? They're known they have a hard time what they write, the people cannot exactly read it. That was one issue that came out practically. But mitzvah the sikish shaboy, the question is, what's the halacha there? Can a person write this? And supposedly they implement this in Shari Tzedek. Maisel Shlom Zalman, he points out, Maisel, why it should be mutter. He says, mitzvah Rashi, that's the case of Talmud. It's not Talmud. Rabbonim. Mitzad the Rambam, I last on Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says, no, he disagrees with the Shaar Tzion. So the Rambam says, like Rashi, and not like the Shaar Tzion. That's not Pshat. He argues with the Shaar Tzion, with the Chofetz Chaim. Mitzad the Rashba says, Zevah the Chreinus, something derech lasts. People write, the derech is for the Oilam, for a long time. This situation, you made disappearing. That's not Nechal Gedev Derech. Voyage the Mitzarev, then they wrote it either in the Lashon Laz, or they did not write in Ksav Ashuri, Ksav Shito, and they even want Taina Mutter, no problem. It's not only the Rabbanon, and they get the Chol will be Mutter. Tal Shadim from Dain Weiss from Chesitzel and Shubay writes back a bunch of times, says, Mitzad the Rambam, Shabbos, Sharetzin, about the Zeraisel. Mitzad Rashi, says, no, not the Sharetzin, the Rashi greets the Rambam the other way. This is the only Pshat in the Mishnah. Ravadi Rashi greets the Rambam Shabbos, the Maisa, the Zeraisel. Mitzad the Rashi, but save the Chreinus, that's the Derech. Disappearing ink, that's how long you want to last for. You want to last till it disappears. That's Mamish the Derech. It's still a case of the Raiso. So Mamish the Zalman and Dain Weiss met me close up, building upon this sugi over here. That means they argue what's the Pshat in the Rambam. They argue what's the Yisod of the Rashi. And they argue what's the Avon in the Rashbo. Three different points. In the Sefer Nishmas Avram, he was a doctor in Shai Tzedek. So in the English one, it says over there that Shlomo Zalman b'Sod Chayev with Ma'aseh was Chayzer. As far as I know, the English one is a translation, the Hebrew one. I looked at all the prints of the Hebrew one, the new ones after that. What?
I wrote it in the English.
You wrote the English one myself? Okay, it's not any of the Hebrew ones. Kol Eskim, it's not there, it does not say it was Chayzer. It wasn't Chayzer. I'm not sure why in the Hebrew one, there's no Chazar over there. And that came out after, I think, the English ones, right? The Hebrew ones, the latest ones came out after the English ones. Not say over there was Chayzer. Actually, the Shai Tzedek stopped doing it. I think more of a practical reason, it could be the doctor's handwritings. For years, they had every doctor had a goy behind them walking. And the goy did the malacha. That was the malacha. They figured out what to go do. Of course, more money, more material, but that was the better way to how to go deal with it. Now, once we have the sukkah over here, let's plug this back now into our Mishnah. We have a Mishnah over here that says a statement that Kol Oisim Lachem Lechem Eskiyemes B'Shabbos. What does the word Shabbos mean? Again, we have Rashi. Rashi says going back to the Reisho. Alva Numus Yishenu Paiskim says going back to the Sefer. Lechem Eskiyemes B'Shabbos. The Be'etzim, if you realize now, they're saying different points over here. Rashi has nothing. Rashi is a Reisho, but the Rambam and the Ritva have nothing to do with each other. The Rambam is saying going to the Magen Mishnah, what are we discussing over here? It's not being miskayim mitzan atzmoi. That's a different level of bidding over here. That's his mind we're discussing. How long, when it's in the built-in thing mitzad the gufa dover, how long does it have to last for? That's what the Mishnah is discussing. That's the miskayim on Shabbos. And that, says the Shai Tzion, Rashi Lamais disagrees. But we're discussing the state over here, or which case over here? A case of miskayim mitzan atzmoi. The ritual is sending us to give Billy Shaw. Sending the Be'etzim to last. The Eilam Vor is terrific. It's wonderful. Mitzad the Gavri plans to undo it. It's to give Billy Shaw the Yishalmi. That's how he's understanding the case of the Shabbos. That means the ritual and the Rambam have nothing to do with each other. They're right from the Mishnah. One discusses the Sugya Billy Shaw, which has its halacha. And the Chofetz Chaim has no kasha with the ritual. Might just be clear, the ritual that we have now, they came out of Ksav Yad 1980s. No one have. That's where Chofetz Chaim is not quoted. They didn't have it. The Ritz is discussing Vilna Shah, the Ram is discussing the case of Vilna Ain Miskam and Tanatsmoy. The Goyin is doing Shnei Saliyo, was saying not the way, it's a third shot. He's saying the case over here, the word Shabbos is going on the Sefer, and the case over here is not come to be Moisiv until after Shabbos. That means the Gemara Kuf Gimel brings down someone's pocket piece of the cover. Basically, you have this great little piece of wood over here. You can't dig inside and make a hole over here of, let's say, of four, and you only dig three. Since you made a kli over here, a base kibble that can hold things for three, and it could be four, if you do not plan to add till after Shabbos, still yichay miskayim b'Shabbos. That means nothing to do with bin l'shol, nothing to do with not miskayim b'salatzmoy. A third mahalach of what? That this kli that you made has a function right now on Shabbos. You might add to the function after Shabbos, but has a function on Shabbos. My Be'ez Hashem, next time will be on Sunday, the Sugya of Bin Mikhailim, and we'll start this, the Halacha, and Torah Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Yud Aleph. That's Halacha.
Oh, yeah.